Today we're tackling yet another legal battle that's got us asking, can AI's hunger for data ever be satisfied without copyrighted material? Hello folks, you're watching AI Roundup, your weekly digest of all things AI related. I'm your host Phil Buck, and if you like what we're doing here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Today we're diving into another legal tussle over training data, spotlighted in an article from Ars Technica. NVIDIA is under fire as a proposed class action lawsuit is pending from a group of authors who not only wants them to pay damages, but also wants to have them destroy their models. In the gold rush that is the AI race to market, the training data is that shiny rock everyone is digging for. AI models, particularly those powering chatbots and conversational agents, require vast amounts of text to learn from. However, a question looms large: what happens when this data includes copyrighted works? It's one that we've been asking for a year at least now, and we still don't necessarily have an answer. And of course, this newest lawsuit throws the question into the spotlight once again. Novelists have taken legal action against NVIDIA, alleging the company's AI platform Nemo was trained on a dataset containing pirated books. This dataset, known as Books 3, was hosted on Hugging Face and reportedly copied an extensive shadow library called Bibliotech of around 196,640 books without the author's consent. Books 3 has since been removed from Hugging Face for copyright infringement, but the plaintiffs claim NVIDIA have their own copies. And that's the part that I find pretty fascinating about all this, which is you can remove data from the internet, but how do you really ever assure that the data was fully deleted forever? There's really no way to check for another copy on someone's hard drive stowed away unless, what, the FBI is going to start raiding people's homes for illegal training data? I mean, I guess I could see that happening eventually, but I'm glad we're not there yet. On top of that, even if these authors succeed in their case and receive damages, and the court compels NVIDIA to delete their Nemo model, is it ever really gone? How would we even know? And does it even matter that much? We've seen several companies have found their way around using these gigantic yet controversial datasets like Bibliotech and Lion by partnering with social media platforms with huge stores of user-generated data. So I'm sure NVIDIA could easily do the same, but so far we haven't seen any court come down on companies for using training data with copyrighted material. As we've discussed on previous episodes, so far these defendants are standing on fair use, as well as previous precedents set by cases where the use of VCRs were not ruled to be an infringing device simply because they could be used to copy movies. Much like with VCRs, the guilt is probably going to fall on the users of AI models and not the companies training them. This is yet another case where the outcome may influence how AI companies approach training data, possibly necessitating more transparent and lawful practices. And amidst these legal battles, concerns about data transparency and model training practices have surged. Companies are reportedly becoming more secretive about their training data sources following copyright lawsuits. And this opacity could hinder regulatory efforts, making it challenging to ensure that AI advancement respects individual rights and promote open development. And this is honestly kind of a bizarre circumstance of these lawsuits that it seems obvious now that is happening, but totally not something I anticipated, but I do think it's something that's really important to consider as people bring more lawsuits against companies training AI. The more frivolous lawsuits they're required to field, the more likely they will move to be more and more secretive with how they train their models. And while we've seen that in a very specific circumstance, when prompted correctly, models can be directed to reproduce texts like the author's books in this lawsuit verbatim, which is why OpenAI is claiming in their lawsuit from the New York Times that they hacked ChatGPT. But if we don't even know what the source material is for training a model in the future, it's going to make it much harder to check these models for copyrighted material. Once again, we don't even know if that matters at this point. I, for one, will be really grateful once we finally get some rulings on these cases so that we can have some confidence on how to move forward with the next round of AI tech. I mean, they can regulate them, but I don't think they're going to be going away anytime soon. This lawsuit against NVIDIA may just be the tip of the iceberg. It's just a signal for the industry to navigate these waters carefully. And that's a wrap for today's episode. What are your thoughts on the use of copyrighted material for training AI? Join the conversation in the comments or join us on the MSP Media Network Discord for a more heated or a more nuanced debate. And that's it for today's AI Roundup. If you enjoy what we're doing here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Signing off for this March 13th episode, I'm Phil Buck, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.